The extraordinary news now this morning is the unconfirmed reports that a missile shot down a Malaysian passenger jet, MH17. We do know the jet has crashed. We do know that all 300 people are on board have died. And we do know that the plane's debris and passengers have landed in an area controlled by the rebels in eastern Ukraine. Chris Yates is the principal of Yates Consulting in the United Kingdom, one of the world's foremost experts on aviation safety, security, counter-terrorism and terrorism matters. I spoke with him a few moments ago.
Good morning.
So the plane has gone down in an area of military action in the Ukraine. What conclusions are we drawing from this?
Well, the conclusion that has to be drawn, of course, is that this is a, above all, a tragic, tragic accident. The aircraft perhaps should not have been in that area at that time, and that ultimately is a fault of the air traffic control authorities, who should perhaps have warned all civil aircraft operating anywhere near the zone to avoid it, if at all possible.
And who would have been responsible for civil aviation direction covering that area of eastern Ukraine?
Well, of course, each country has its own air traffic control authority. And in that instance, it would have been the Ukrainians that would have had the authority, I suppose, to close their airspace or keep it open. But ultimately, the information should have been passed on to perhaps Eurocontrol in Europe, which controls all civil aircraft flying within the European region, warning them of possible danger in a volatile conflict zone such as that exists in eastern Ukraine.
We do know that almost 300 people on board are all dead. We do know the plane was from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. We do know it has fallen into on territory into the disputed Ukrainian east. Beyond that, is there anything that can be said about how the plane came down? We don't know that it was a missile yet, do we?
Well, we think that it was a missile. Certainly many of the suggestions over here in the last couple of hours have pointed toward a missile of some type. If we were to assume that it was indeed a missile that brought the aircraft down, then I would suggest that it's perhaps only a certain type of missile that could have been used, primarily a medium to long range missile, because they're the only ones that would have the necessary legs to reach the altitude that the aircraft was flying in. Remember, of course, that the aircraft was flying at 33,000 feet. That's about 9+ miles up, and will take some time to avoid.
And so, it would have been the missile. Therefore, would have been a sophisticated one insofar as it can travel long distances and also have tracking. Are these the kind of missiles that are only owned by regular governments, or rather manufactured on behalf of regular governments?
These are missiles that are government-owned, quite evidently, and it remains to be seen which side, if any, fired the missile. Of course, there is an awful lot of denial at the moment from all sides in the conflict in Ukraine, but if it does prove out to be a surface-to-air missile of a medium range, then the likelihood is that it has probably been fired by separatists and it has probably been acquired from Russia.
The implications of that, well, considerable to say the very least.
Yes, and don't bear thinking about instructive, of course, that the US President Obama was on the phone with President Putin of Russia virtually immediately after the loss of the airliner. The Americans will obviously be looking at the loss with some degree of dismay, not least of which because it's reported that there are several Americans that have lost their lives this evening.
Assuming there is unfettered access to the wreckage site, and that's an assumption very much at this stage, is it the kind of thing where conclusive findings could be made as to how the plane was destroyed?
Well, provided there is unfettered access, provided that the black boxes, the two black boxes, the voice recorder and the data recorder, are retrieved, provided that they're analysed by an independent authority, then we should get some clear, relatively clear indication fairly quickly as to the precise circumstance involved in bringing down this jet. But there's an awful lot of supposition there.
Yes.
We have to wait and see how this pans out over the coming hours and the coming days.
And given the area is in territory controlled by Eastern Ukrainian rebels, obviously the pressure, international pressure, will be immense upon them to allow that access.
Yes, and it remains to be seen whether they listen to that international pressure and allow international inspectors into the region to analyse the wreckage and try to retrieve, if at all possible, the flight data voice recorder. And so on. We just don't know yet, so it's too early to say.
And assuming it was a missile fired by the rebels, one expects the motive may have been a terrible mistake. Perhaps they may have mistaken it for a Ukrainian plane. I can't imagine what they see as the advantage to their cause in shooting down a passenger plane.
Quite probable that they have mistaken it for a military aircraft of some sort. It seems to be the only logical conclusion that one can draw. Looking up, trying to spot, trying to identify a potential plane flying an aircraft flying at altitude is always fraught with danger. Because, of course, when looking at something from 9 miles away, even though it may appear to be large on the ground, it's infinitesimally small. And because of that, trying to spot potential targets with the naked eye is not a good thing to do.
And for the pilot within the plane itself, what impact would the missile strike have had? An explosion mid-air or perhaps just, a wing cut off and pilots may have endeavoured to retain control of the flight? How would a missile impact a plane?
Well, if it was a missile, we're probably talking about a missile with a heat-seeking head. It would have targeted the big hot engines of the aircraft and would have literally barreled into one of those engines, blown it apart, probably taken part of the wing with it, and the aircraft would have disintegrated in flight. So it would have literally broken apart.
That's Chris Yates, the principal of Yates Consulting in the UK.